This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The weather's been fierce across the nation. Tornadoes reported in Oklahoma and Kansas. The National Weather Service's Max Unger in Norman, Oklahoma.
Here in Oklahoma, in our forecast area, we had high wind reports along with what we suspect is at least 7 tornadoes, and we'll be conducting damage surveys throughout this morning and then over the coming days to determine exactly how many tornadoes we had and assign ratings to the tornadoes that we do have.
Frances Tabler is in Norman, Oklahoma, and the storm ripped the roof off her house. But she says she and her children are all okay.
God blessed us that we weren't injured or anything in any way, except I have a little cut on my head, but that's okay. But other than that, my kids are all safe. And after I took pictures of the bedrooms where they're in and actually realized that the roof and how all the stuff was laying on their beds and stuff, that they were not hurt. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that we survived that we got out.
She talked to KOCO-TV in Oklahoma. Throughout the storm zone, more than 12 people were injured. Some Michigan residents faced a fifth day in a row today without power following last week's ice storm. And a series of storm systems will continue moving into California through Wednesday. The UN says Russia's invasion of Ukraine has triggered the most massive violations of human rights in the world today. China and the U.S. are eyeball to eyeball over the flight of a U.S. surveillance plane through the Taiwan Strait this morning. Beijing accusing the U.S. of deliberately raising tensions in the region. The 7th Fleet issuing a brief statement saying the United States will continue to fly, sail, and operate anywhere international law allows, including within the Taiwan Strait. Most economists asked in a new survey believe there will be a recession this year, maybe around April, May, or June. This is AP News. Now the latest on a tragedy off the coast of Italy.
Rescue crews are searching by sea and air for the dozens of people believed still missing from a migrant shipwreck off Italy's southern coast that's driven home once again the desperate and dangerous crossings of migrants seeking to reach Europe. Interior Minister Matteo Piantedosi, who has spearheaded Italy's crackdown on migration, has met with local officials in Crotone. At a press conference on Sunday, he said it was impossible to conduct any possible maneuvers to get close to the migrant ship or to carry out a rescue due to the sea conditions. At least 80 people survived Sunday's shipwreck, with rescue crews recovering dozens of bodies. Dozens more were feared dead. The ship was carrying around 170 people. Piantedosi insists the solution is to put an end to migrant crossings at their origin. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.